It's Pete and Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Happy Memorial Day weekend. It's the unofficial kickoff of summer. That means we have to look out for crime and joining us. I feel like we did this
season
last year at the exact same time.
I feel
time.
Like we did it too.
It's our superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, Eddie Johnson. Thanks for taking time out, Superintendent. How are you, Eddie?
I'm great, Pete. Thanks for asking.
You're going to be on the streets all weekend long, aren't you?
That is correct. Myself and the mayor would be out there, so we just want to make sure people have an enjoyable holiday weekend and that we can keep public safety at the forefront of everybody's thoughts.
Now, Eddie, the mayor rolled out the strategies for summer crime. How does this differ from years past?
Well, I think, we've always collaborated with our other city agents and of course, our federal partners, but I think what's different this time is the fact that all of those city agencies have been highlighted now, and they'll be out there with us. They always work behind the scenes with us, but now they're actually being held accountable for public safety also.
Superintendent, Mayor Lightfoot says the way to combat gun violence is to actually treat it like a public health crisis.
Well, I think that there is merit in that, The thing is, crime is a complex issue, and the police, let's face it, we're the enforcement arm of when something goes bad. So when people commit crimes, sometimes, not all the time, some people are just criminals. But those that are not, then that means we failed somewhere in the system in terms of trying to get them additional resources. So I think it does have to be a collaborative effort, and we have to take a holistic view on how to reduce crime. So I'm good with that.
Mayor Lightfoot rolled out the strategies for this weekend. You're going to have 1,200 more cops on the streets, and you're going to use religious leaders and youth programs. How is that different from what you've done before? I feel like we've had this conversation before.
Yeah, we have. As I said, those pieces of it are not very different than what we've always done. We've always utilized our faith-based community community stakeholders to help us out during high-profile weekends such as this. But again, I think that the major difference is the other city agencies, our sister agencies that were usually behind the scenes they're now being held to a higher standard, and they're also being accountable for what goes on in the city also.
And does that sort of, go along with the correlation between gaining the neighborhood's trust in police and then the police being able to prevent criminal activity?
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, Jane. You have to have a relationship with the community that you serve, because you often heard me say the Chicago Police Department is only as strong as the faith that the communities have in us, and that's true. So I think with engaging them more, we rebuild that trust where it's been fractured, and we gain trust where we've never had it before. But, at the end of the day, we need these individuals to help us to solve crimes. You've seen us solve many major crimes in the past few months, and a lot of that is because of the information given to us by the community. So you have to maintain those relationships.
Sure.
Yeah, makes sense.
To work together.
We're talking with Eddie Johnson, the Chicago Police Superintendent. Illegal firearms, we've talked about 1,000 times. We've talked about tougher gun laws. Can you explain to people listening the difference between Chicago's gun laws and New York? Because New York's crime rate with guns is much lower than our city. Can you explain it to people?
Sure. So in New York, if you get caught with an illegal firearm, there's a mandatory 3-year sentence. No questions asked. If you get caught out there on the streets of New York with an illegal firearm, there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You get that mandatory 3-year sentence. Here in Cook County, it's not like that. We'll often catch guys with illegal guns out there, and, sometimes they'll get maybe probation. But they don't get the jail time that we see in New York. And when you have that severe of a consequence, you think 2 or 3 times before you take that illegal weapon out on the street. Here in Chicago, or in Cook County, I should say, we just don't have that severe of a consequence. Although I will say our laws are written that way, but it's just not enforced in that manner. So until we get, some comprehensive gun laws that are, it's it's really a dilemma between mandatory sentencing. And so we pushed for the repeat gun offender law, which went into effect in 2017, of course. I don't know if we have the political will in this state to go as far as New York did. But there has to be a consequence for people using, you know, illegal firearms, especially repeat offenders, you know, because we see time and time again where it's the same individuals that are using these weapons. You know, when that cop arrests this guy on Friday and then next Tuesday they see him out on the street again with another illegal weapon, you know, that's demoralizing for the cops. So I just think we need to get tougher in that regard. And don't get me wrong, I'm not in favor of mass incarceration, but there has to be a consequence if you break the law.
I mean, we've heard it time after time where someone gets thrown in jail for illegal firearms, and then they're let out, and then 4 days later they get a gun and they shoot somebody.
Absolutely. You know, now I will say this. In the last few years, we've worked really hard with Kim Fox and her office in terms of driving up the conviction rate for illegal guns. And so she was gracious enough to provide assistant state's attorneys to go out to our districts and our detective divisions to give us better training on what they actually needed. And I'm happy to say that the conviction rate did go up. Now we need our judicial partners to help us out a little bit with that.
It just seems like a no-brainer. Why would someone be against the mandatory 3 years? I just don't understand it, especially the violence that we've seen in this city.
And the fact that it's so easy to get an illegal firearm.
There is. But I think we're suffering from the hangover from the failed war on drugs back in the 80s and 90s, where a lot of people of color, you know, probably were inappropriately sentenced for low amounts of drugs. And, you know, it led to mass incarceration of minorities. And I think that right now people are afraid to go down that road. But the difference is, in my mind, is that we're talking about violent people. You know, I am no fan of that low-level drug stuff. You know, we don't have to sentence those people to 20 years in prison.
No.
I'm okay with that. But violent offenders need to know the city of Chicago and the county of Cook just won't stand for that. And until we send that message hard and fast, we're going to keep spinning our wheels about trying to get these illegal guns off the streets.
So do you have that conversation daily, hourly, with Mayor Lightfoot?
Yes, we've had a lot of conversation on that in this short period of time. So I'm encouraged, and I'm hopeful that she can change the minds of some of our state legislators, you know, because that's what we really need, to go into it. So we'll see what happens. But I am encouraged. I am.
Superintendent Eddie Johnson on for a few more minutes. What's your day like today and your day like tomorrow? Walk us through it. What are you going to be doing?
Okay, so today I will be going down to Chicago and State with the mayor and the chairman of CTA, Dorval Carter, and we'll take a look down there because we know Chicago and State, when they come out of the L, the tubes down there, that's a flashpoint of the youngsters being problems, you know. So we'll leave there and then head to North Avenue Beach, take a look around there and see how it's going. Myself and the mayor, and then later on this evening, the mayor and myself will do a roll call over in Gresham in the 6th District later on tonight. So we'll be out there pretty much all day today, and then tomorrow we'll kind of just breeze through the city, taking a look around to see what's going on. And if the need be, you know, we'll call in additional city resources to help prevent whatever we need to address.
So does today's day and does this weekend set a tone for the summer as far as police presence on the streets and in the neighborhoods?
Yeah, it usually does, because let's face it, this is the unofficial kickoff to summertime. So we kind of get a glimpse of what we might be looking for, you know, looking at when the summer months actually come. So, yeah, we do take this and gauge what happens on this weekend to see if we need to make any adjustments, you know, when the kids get out of school for the summertime.
And there's just a break-in, I think it was on Michigan Avenue or Oak Street just yesterday at a store. So I would imagine that's all sort of part of this crime.
Right.
Yeah, you know, you're going to see a huge police presence out there during this Memorial Day weekend. And, of course, then going into the summer months. You know, but we can't be everywhere at every moment, of course. But we do have a lot of resources in place. And that's one of the great things about utilizing the other city agencies, because a lot of times they're places where we are not. And when we have that direct link with them, they can get a hold of us right away and we can respond quickly, which is a lot of the reason why we're putting up that summer mobile unit and then the new CTA mobile unit that we put into effect, because those units give us the ability to be real nimble and quick in our response if we have problem areas.
Boy, I could never do your job. I just don't. I wouldn't have the patience, and I could just, I never do it. And you're always so calm. And every once in a while, we'll see a bit of emotion on a press conference, and I love it. I just love what you do, and I know you love this city.
I do, Pete, and I appreciate those words. And I tell you, you know, for me, if the troops out on the street see me starting to hedge or you know, lose my emotion, then they'll do it too. So I don't want that. So it's my job to stay calm, not only for them, but the citizens of this city, because you make better decisions when you have a clear head.
Yeah, that's great. You know, so we're a world-class city. People from everywhere come to visit. I love living here, and I hate the crime. So thank you for your work, and let's keep going.
That's right. Let's have an enjoyable Memorial Day weekend, and then have a great and safe summer also.
You're the best, Eddie. Thanks for coming on. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Pete. You all take care.
Thanks,
right.
Eddie.
That's Eddie Johnson, our police superintendent. Kind enough to come on.
Busy day today.
So busy.
Kickoff of this. I hate calling it summer kickoff of crime season.
It is. Yeah.
And it's just because it's warm and you get out. I mean,
well, that's what they're prepared for. We've seen this in years past.
Every year,
and that's why they're going to try to roll something else out this year. And
I like what he was saying about the new units on the bus units and the CTA units.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that they're out there on the street.
Yeah, yeah. It's Pete and Jane in for John Williams, 720 WGN.